Midterm Test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. People are having lunch in front of the Leaning Tower. B. People are looking at the Leaning Tower. C. People are drawing the Leaning Tower of Pisa. D. People are watching a documentary film about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Number 2.
A. People are climbing the mountains. B. People are taking pictures of the Great Wall of China. C. The Great Wall of China is crowded with people. D. People are reconstructing the Great Wall of China.
Number 3.
A. People are eating dainties. B. We can see all sorts of dainties. C. We can see some healthy, well-being food. D. We can see a lot of junk food.
Number 4.
A. Teens are choosing their favorite star's CD. B. Teens are watching their favorite star's music video. C. Teens are practicing dance moves. D. Teens are recording their album.
Number 5.
A. People are watching a movie about a chivalrous robber. B. Robbers are taking jewels from the rich. C. A robber is giving money to the poor. D. We can see a movie poster about a chivalrous robber.
Number 6.
A. People are celebrating a festival walking in the street. B. People are looking at the festival mascot. C. People are sleeping on the festival site. D. People are waving their hands on the carnival carriage.
Number 7.
A. Children are performing on the festival site. B. Children are looking at the festival clown. C. Children are buying a clown doll on the festival site. D. Children are watching people dancing the samba.
Number 8.
A. People are climbing an ice sculpture. B. We can see a castle in the town. C. We can see a lot of people around the sculpture. D. We can see an ice sculpture shining at the festival site.
Number 9.
A. People are watching constellations in the sky. B. It is cloudy, so there is no constellation to see in the sky. C. People are drawing W shapes with their hands. D. We can see a W-shaped constellation.
Number 10.
A. There is no one watching the concert. B. There are lots of people watching the concert. C. The concert is finished. D. A singer is making her music video.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 11.
Is that the reason this tower is famous?
A. Yes, that's cool. B. Yes, and there is also another reason. C. Anyway, I see. D. It was built on especially sandy soil.
Number 12.
Who else would like to report?
A. Very good. B. There are some students who can cook. C. I researched France. They eat with both hands. D. That is not compulsory.
Number 13.
Why are teens so crazy over the stars?
A. Many things contribute to teens' fascination with celebrities. B. Are you crazy? C. I could never forget that star. D. You'll love famous celebrities.
Number 14.
What part did you find most interesting in the book?
A. I'm reading a story about a very famous thief. B. What a strange name. C. The revolution was successful. D. I think the Mexican Revolution.
Number 15.
Do people really like being out in the cold?
A. People enter from all over the world. B. People like the mascot and the parades. C. People don't only like the cold, they love it. D. That is crazy.
Number 16.
Can you tell me how we use the North Star to tell time?
A. It's 10:30. B. We use our hands to measure how high the North Star is over the horizon. C. My dad taught me about telling time at night. D. Constellations also tell other things.
Number 17.
Aren't the signs of the zodiac all constellations too?
A. That is true. B. Class is over. C. A sundial tells what time it is. D. We will discuss the ways people have used stars.
Number 18.
When is the carnival in Rio?
A. The carnival is 7 weeks before Easter. B. I would really like to go to the carnival in Rio. C. Book me a ticket, please. D. February is a cold month to have a carnival.
Number 19.
What did you learn about eating in India?
A. It's impossible for me to learn about India. B. I don't want to learn about India. C. I will remember the table manners of India. D. I learned that in India, you should only eat with your right hand.
Number 20.
Is it safe for us to stand here?
A. I can't stand you. B. Don't worry, it's okay. C. It's very funny. D. Yes, I can understand it.
Listen and answer each question. Number 21.
I'm so tired. I can't walk any longer.
Come on, Alice. One more step and you will be on one of the greatest man-made wonders of the world.
I know, but I'm so tired. However, I think it will be worth it.
Here we are. Look how big the wall is.
Wow, it's very nice. The wall is so long. I heard that it goes from east to west across the country.
Number 22.
Don't eat too many hamburgers and too much Coke, James.
Why? I really like hamburgers and Coke. They are delicious. Don't you like them?
I like them, but they are cooked in fat. There are much healthier ways to cook beef and potatoes.
That still doesn't tell me why I shouldn't eat them. I can't live without them.
James, if you eat them too often, you may get sick.
I see what you mean. Okay, I'll try not to eat them too much for the sake of my health.
Number 23.
Sarah, hurry up, or you'll miss Britney's performance on MTV.
Okay, I'm coming. There she goes. She's amazing. I love her.
Me too. She has the best dance moves and a great voice. I think they are the main reasons for Britney's success.
You're right. I like her powerful, soft voice.
Anyway, let's focus on her performance.
Number 24. What are you reading?
I'm reading a book about a hero in Mexico.
Who is he?
He is Pancho Villa, the most important man in Mexican history.
What a strange name. Anyway, why is he the most important man in Mexican history?
Because he wanted to reform his country, and he advocated helping the poor during the Mexican Revolution.
He sounds like a person whom poor people would like.
Yes, he was very popular among the poor.
Number 25.
How was the carnival in Rio?
It was great. People were excited during the whole carnival.
That sounds great. Tell me more about the carnival.
The carnival is held every year, 7 weeks before Easter. Many people from all over the world come to the carnival and enjoy it. I want to go there again.
Why don't you go with me next year?
That would be great. Number 26.
I want to see the Southern Cross, but I can't find it. Max, can you help me?
It's only visible in the Southern Hemisphere.
Really? I didn't know that. What can we see in the Northern Hemisphere?
The W-shaped constellation Cassiopeia is visible here, but I'm not sure whether we can see it now or not.
The W-shaped constellation. Oh, I can see it. It's so beautiful.
Give me the telescope and let me see it. Number 27. May I help you?
My vacation will start next week, so I'd like to travel. Could you recommend some places where I can travel for 1 week?
Sure. Do you like snow?
Yes, I love snow.
I think the Quebec Winter Carnival is good for you. It is one of the biggest winter carnivals in the world.
The Quebec Winter Carnival? It sounds interesting. Is there a lot of snow?
Of course. And you can see a lot of snow sculptures, parades, dog sled races, and so on.
I'd love to see that. When and where is it held?
It is held from this weekend in Quebec City, in Quebec, Canada, so you can enjoy the festival during your vacation.
Okay, I'll book a ticket.
Number 28. Why do you think chivalrous robbers appear?
I think it's because of the corrupt, merciless upper classes.
Could you tell me your idea in detail?
Well, the upper classes tend to treat the lower classes as slaves, who never seem to be able to get ahead, no matter how hard they work.
I agree with Sally. So the hero, the chivalrous robber, appears to help his own fellow men.
You two have a good point. Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 29 and 30.
The first large winter carnival in Quebec. The world's new snow capital took place in 1894. But because of two wars and the economic crisis, the carnival wasn't held again until the year 1954. In 1954, thanks to economic development, a group of business people relaunched the festivities. Bonhomme, who is the mascot of the carnival, was born and elected the representative of the event that year. From one winter to the next, activities have been added, such as winter sports, snow sculptures, dog sled races, and canoeing in the snow. The Quebec Winter Carnival is the largest winter carnival in the world today, and is third on the top list of carnivals, after the famous carnivals in Rio and New Orleans.
Numbers 31, 32, and 33. Pancho Villa was a Robin Hood to many and a cruel, cold-blooded killer to others. But who was this hero of the Mexican Revolution, and where did he come from? Doroteo Arango, Pancho Villa's real name, was born in the state of Durango in 1878. He spent much of his life in Durango until, at age 16, he killed a man who had raped his younger sister. Little record exists of the next 4 or 5 years of his life, during which time he changed his name to Francisco Villa. Pancho Villa was a natural leader and was very successful as a bandit. In 1910, when the Mexican Revolution broke out, Villa was recruited by the revolutionary leader Abraham Gonzalez. Villa put together an army of armed cowboys and became the revolutionary general who led the war in the northern part of Mexico. His charisma and victories made him an idol of the masses. Today, Villa is remembered with pride by most Mexicans for having led the most important military campaigns of the Revolution. He was charismatic and he advocated helping the poor, just as a modern-day Robin Hood would.